A hiker buried by an avalanche on Anchorage's popular Flattop Mountain survived after another man happened to see his legs sticking out of the snow and rescued him. According to a report by the Chugach National Forest Avalanche Information Center, the hiker was alone Saturday when he was caught in an avalanche near the Blueberry Loop Trail and fully buried before he was able to kick his legs free. The hiker, who has not been publicly identified, is believed to have been buried for as long as an hour and able to breathe because the large pieces of avalanche debris left space for an air pocket. The rescuer, Anchorage software developer and avid hiker Alex Kuprienko, says he was looking up at the avalanche debris when he saw the man's legs.
That's why it's a miracle, first of all, that he survived there for so long and didn't give up, and that it was just me looking in the right spot at exactly the right time.
Kuprienko says it didn't register at first what had happened, but he could tell something was not right. He rushed to the legs and started digging toward the man's head.
So the snow was really set up, icy snow. And all I had was my fingers, basically, that I was kind of clawing at the snow, trying to break it. And I kind of had this thought that maybe I should, you know, get my gloves out. But then I thought, well, that guy down there, he feels much worse than I do at this point. So I just kept kind of digging.
When he reached the rest of him, Kuprienko says the man's skin was so cold that snow had stopped melting on it. He seemed lethargic, and Kuprienko hugged him and shielded him from the wind. He called 911, and when the man said he could walk, Kuprienko helped him down the mountain, trying to keep him moving to generate body heat. For a time, Kuprienko thought the man's estimate that he'd been buried for as long as an hour was not true and had to be an exaggeration. But based on what time he had started hiking, how far he'd gone, and another hiker's report of seeing fresh avalanche debris convinced Kuprienko that the man had in fact been buried that long. Kuprienko even drove the man home after paramedics checked him and a ranger had given him some hot cocoa. Asked how he felt about having saved the man's life, Kuprienko says he was simply in the right place at the right time.
I'd like to think that anyone in my place would do the same exact thing. Maybe not without freaking out or something, but, you know, they would still figure out that they need to dig the guy out, basically. I've been thinking about it. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to think about it. I mean, I was just super glad that he was alive when I found him.
Kuprienko hopes news of the rescue will encourage people to seek avalanche safety training and to always be vigilant while traveling in avalanche terrain.